Talk to the Chancellor, I will. Persuade him to send aid.
There is no need. A new resource has been discovered. One that has the potential to restore Serenna to its rightful state. The Serenians will process it themselves, under the supervision of their new leader.
Your sister? Jenza?
No.
Much conflict I detect in you, my former Padawan.
You are wrong, Master Yoda.
What do you wish to say to me?
The Jedi have been my family since I was a child. The temple, my home. But my future lies here, on Serenno.
Leaving the Order, you are.
I have no choice. The House of Serenno brought this planet to its knees. It is my responsibility, my duty, to rebuild it by whatever means possible.
And what of your duty to the Republic?
The Republic is changing, Yoda. Has changed. We all know it, even if we won't admit it. A moment ago, Master Castana told me that the Senate would happily send what is needed to process our new resources. I have no doubt that is true. And yet the very same Senate refused to help when my sister begged them to stand against the Abyssin. The Jedi refused to help. It is Protobranch all over again.
Restored, Protobranch was.
Because of its people or its commodity. The Senate decreed that Serenno's plight was an internal affair. Its restitution will be likewise. I am the heir of Serenno. I will rebuild this planet, make it stronger. Not for the Republic and not for the Jedi, but for the people. My people. I ask for you and the Council to respect my decision in this matter.
Saddened by your decision we are. But honor it, we will.
Thank you. I will surrender my lightsaber to Master Castana.
No. Necessary, that will not be.
It is the weapon of a Jedi.
Which is why I keep it, you must. More than a name, a Jedi is. More than a title. Strong in the Force you are. Guide you, it will. Guide us all, it must.
Until we meet again.
Back on Serenno, my brother's announcement had caused much consternation.
Dooku, I'm sorry, but what just happened?
You can't do this.
If you think we're just going to stand back while you waltz
Peggy, in... please.
No, Jenza. He has no right.
I have every right.
The houses will not stand for this.
Neither will the people.
No. The people will listen. The houses will listen.
My lady...
Don't you see? This is our chance. Our chance to stand on our own two feet for the first time in our history. No one telling us what to do. No one telling us what our destiny will be. My brother will make Serenno strong again. He will save us. Dooku! Dooku! Dooku!
Around me, the refugees picked up the chant, the battleground ringing to my brother's name.
Chanting his name. They're chanting his name.
Sifo.
I can see you, Dooku. I can see everything.
Lean, you must take him back to the temple. Look after him.
What do you think I've been doing all these years?
I'll find you a ship. Whatever you need.
I will signal the Council. You have enough to do.
The futures have become one, Dooku. One path.
Here. Take this, old friend.
Take this. Take this.
Your holocom?
I have no need for it anymore. But one day, if you need to talk...
Dooku.
Thank you, Lean, for everything. Please, tell Rael and Qui-Gon...
Yes?
Tell them the Force will be with them. Always.
You can tell them yourself when we all meet again. This is not the end, Dooku. Only the beginning.
The beginning?
Brother.
You must go. All will be well.
Sister.
We've received word.
The houses request a summit.
Then we shall have one.
Where? Karania is a disaster.
We shall meet at the castle. Come, Jenza. We have much to do.
Wait. You mean your castle? Castle Serenno?
Why not? It is my home, after all.
Oh, home, Ventress. He said it was his home.
Yes, yes, I heard you the first time.
She's getting worse. Such confusion.
Actually, I think she knows exactly what she's saying. Damn.
What is it?
Republic agents in the building, outside the apartment.
Seal the compartment.
Don't tell me what to do.
There's two of them. They're armed.
So am I.
No. The sound will give you away.
I know.
It has to be here somewhere. Over here, behind the picture. Cleo Anselm, always dreaming that one.
Get ready.
For what? I can't do anything to help.
Then why are you here?
Well, he must have changed the code. Try the override. Breathe.
It's about time.
That presence.
You might not be able to help, but he can.
It's him.
Master.
Jenza. Look what they did to you.
He barely looks at me, making straight for his sister.
They wanted me to betray you, but I wouldn't. I want to help, Dooku. You've lost your way.
That's an understatement.
Dooku freezes. Can he sense Kai? He turns to me, his eyes cold.
Did they transfer any data?
I didn't check.
Don't you think you should?
Yes, Master. The only transmissions were to Felidrone's handler, here on Sereno. No data parcels, only short-range comms.
Good.
He glances round the room, seeing the rocket pack. He raises an open palm, the Zim jumper lifting steadily from the floor before his hand becomes a fist, the fuel tank rupturing.
Ventress, listen to me. This is your last chance. I know what he's about to ask you. If you do it, that'll be it. You'll be his forever.
Shut up, I think, as Dooku walks back towards his sister. Shut up, shut up, shut up. The Count raises her head towards him.
My darling sister.
Please, if you would just come with me to Coruscant, the Jedi will know what to do. They'll be able to help.
I have all the help I need.
The Hooded Man? He isn't helping you, he's corrupting you.
Hooded Man? What is she talking about?
He's not who you think he is, Ventress. Why can't I make you see? You need to see.
Everything changes. I'm back in the castle, in Dooku's Great Hall, but the light is wrong. The room stretched beyond its usual dimensions. The Count is hunched over his table, papers and data slates scattered in front of him. This is not the ordered desk of the Windrunner. Dooku, not the man I know.
The affairs of state weigh heavy.
This isn't real. Kai Narek is standing beside me. He is exactly how I remember him. The strip of graying beard, the tattoo creasing on his chin, those warm blue eyes fixed not on me, but my new master.
You can't speak, little one. He can't hear you.
Is this you? Are you doing this?
You need to see who he is. Who you are.
He nods at the Count. Dooku's arms shake as he supports himself. He is tired. Usually immaculate hair hanging lank in front of bloodshot eyes. His cracked lips move. He is muttering beneath his breath.
I can't hear.
Then move closer.
I'm beside the desk, wrinkling my nose at the odor. Dooku hasn't washed for days.
Listen to him.
So much to do. So much to do. Why don't they listen? Why don't they cooperate? Don't they realize I'm doing all this for them?
He sweeps out an arm, knocking the papers and readers from the desk. Glass shatters, casings break, and Dooku yells into the darkness of the empty room.
Why won't anyone listen? Why won't anyone help?
Is this the man who so commands you? Is this your future?
Aye.
What?
Kai looks as shocked as I am, as another figure crosses the hall towards us.
I'm impressed. Kai Narek. Back from the grave.
I don't understand.
It is another Dooku. My Dooku. As he was in Felidrone's quarters. As he was when we first met.
You were always a disappointment. Even as a youngling. If I had my way, you would never have even made night.
Stop it!
And when you did, what exactly did you do? You made mistake after mistake.
Leave him alone.
People died because of you, Kai.
That's not true.
And when the Council called for your return, you fled rather than face the consequences. Exiled yourself on a dust ball, convincing yourself it was a crusade. And this is the man you have chosen as your conscience, my assassin. This is your hope. Are you like him, Ventress? Will you run?
I don't know what you mean.
Will you run?
And that's what I'm doing, racing through the forest, my feet slipping on the mud. Castle Sereno looms above me, silhouetted against Montero's gleaming disc.
That's it, little one. You can still make a choice. Run as far as you can.
Kai's voice is everywhere, in the wind, in the trees. But it isn't alone.
There is no choice. Not for you.
Don't listen to him, Ventress.
Listen to yourself.
You need to be strong. Like me.
You are mine. He is nothing.
He rescued me.
Rescued you? From slavery? From the Cinetine? You have no idea what he did to you.
A root snags my foot, and I fall. And land in coarse sand. The castle is gone. The forest gone. A swollen sun burns high above. Strike vultures wheeling through a shimmering sky.
It's Rat Attack. I'm back on Rat Attack.
No.
Yes. The day Halstead died.
Master!
The day he was killed.
Ventress!
That's him. That's Halstead, the pirate who took me from Dathomir, the Cinetine who brought me up as his own.
A daughter in chains.
Spirits, have you seen Ventress?
I'm right here.
He can't hear you, remember? There's no way to warn him.
Warn him?
We need to get her away from here. Go! Ventress! Ventress, where are you?
She'll be safe soon enough, slaver.
Jedi scum.
You'll never use her again. Never again.
No!
You never checked the wound. Sloppy. Not that you would have known the difference between a blaster shot and a lightsaber.
It's not true.
How do you know?
He said it was pirates.
And you believed him.
Kai.
He's not real, Ventress. You know that. He died on Rat Attack. You cremated his corpse yourself. No one comes back from the dead. No one.
The sky turns black. Lightning lancing across dark clouds. The same lightning I have felt across my back. His lightning.
He used you, Ventress. A salve for his loneliness. His failure. They all used you. The Night Sister, the Slaver, the Jedi. They define you because you let them. Because you refuse to be free.
No.
Have you learned nothing, child? From the Hollows? From the journal?
The Journal?
You think you found it by chance?
The Force guided me.
I guided you. Everything you have seen, everything you have heard, was it for nothing? The past does not define you, Ventress. The future does not define you. I define you.
Asajj.
He's not real, Ventress. I am. Who do you choose? Who do you choose?
It's all gone. The storm. Rat attack. Halsted. I'm back with Dooku and Jenza. And him. Still sniveling in my head.
Asajj, don't listen to him. It's lies. All of it.
Ventress?
Dooku peers at me. The rat in his maze. I think he's going to speak, but everything has been said. He turns to his sister, her eyes brimming with hope. She has no idea.
You say you wanted to help me, Jenza?
Yes, more than anything.
By attempting to betray me to the Jedi? By revealing my plans?
I don't know anything about any plans. And I don't want to know. They're wrong, Dooku. Can't you see that? You said you were going to save Sereno.
And I have. Sereno will be the beating heart of a new empire.
An empire I want no part of. I don't recognize you anymore. You're not my brother.
I am. Which is why I must release you. Ventress.
You said you wanted her found.
A task you performed admirably. But you are an assassin. My assassin.
No. Please. You don't have to do this. This isn't you. I know it isn't. I can see it in your eyes.
She's right, Asajj.
You're not real.
Of course I am.
Of course I'm not. But I could be. I'm a part of you, Ventress. I always will be. The best part of you.
I'm sorry.
Brother!
You have done well.
Your will is mine.
There must be no evidence.
He turns and sweeps from the room, his sister dead at my feet. I am alone. Kai? I have a job to do. I look around, spotting a blaster clipped to a dead agent's belt. I recover the weapon, cranking the power pack. I'll have to be quick. It won't take long to overload. I try not to breathe in the fumes as I place the whining blaster in the pool of perylene. The fuel stings my eyes. Tears pricking my eyes. It's fuel, nothing more. I won't have time to make it to the door. I head back to the window. The catch still smashed from when I broke in. There's no sign of Dooku, and then I look up and see a shadow in the clouds above, the Windrunner slipping silently home. I wonder how many of Dooku's faithful subjects will see it and smile. The champion of Sereno, protecting his people. I reach into my pocket, drawing out his journal, feeling the cracked leather beneath my fingers. I throw it back into the perilene. Time to go. I hate it here. I hate the lies and the deceit and the fear and the hatred. I hate him and what he's made me do. What he's made me. But where else can I go? This is where I belong. This is who I am. I am free.
Star Wars, Dooku, Jedi Lost, by Kevin Scott. Featured in the cast were Orla Cassidy as Asajj Ventress, Ewan Morton as Dooku, Pete Bradbury as Gretz Droom, Jonathan Davis as Qui-Gon Jinn, Neil Heligers as Ramil, Sean Kennan as Sifo Dyas, January Lavoy as Jor Aerith, Saskia Marleveld as Jenza, Carol Monda as Lean Costana, Robert Petkoff as Kai Narek, Rebecca Soler as Eula Braylon, and Mark Thompson as Yoda. Star Wars Dooku Jedi Lost was directed by Kevin Thompson, produced by Nick Martorelli and Kevin Thompson. Post-production and sound mixing by Paul Goodrich at Merlin Studios. Music by John Williams. Music publishing by Warner Tamerlane Publishing Corporation and Bantha Music. Music Master Production Copyright 2007 Lucasfilm Limited. Star Wars Dooku Jedi Lost is a production of Lucasfilm Limited and registered or trademarked where indicated. Copyright 2019, all rights reserved. Used under authorization. This has been a Penguin Random House audio presentation. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.